Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi there, this is Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Ana Beatriz and I am in the third year of Letras at EBUCI UNESP. In today's episode, we are going to talk about pandemics and how the social abstinence reflects in online games. I have always been a nerd or a gamer, and I believe that during the year of 2020, people used it as an escape from isolation and loneliness. Since we couldn't meet in person with our friends, we discovered other ways to encounter them, such as in games like Gartic, Among Us, Broken Picture Phone, and others. Some of you may say, wait, but this is not a game that real gamers play. Yeah, I know this, but during quarantine, it has become our tap house, our walkaway, our party. It has become the place where we can have fun with who we care about and forget about the world situation for a bit. I don't know about you guys, but the most important thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is how badly I miss going out and laughing with people. I mean, during these dark days, having my friend saying, hey, let's play a game and grab a beer, kind of saved my quarantine. There was this time among all when me and my friends couldn't stop laughing while playing Broken Picture Phone. The game works like another game called Chinese Whispers, okay? In this game, one person decides on a word or a phrase to whisper into the ear of the person next to them. But in this online case, the word or phrase is not whispered, but it is drawn. A game usually starts with a player receiving either a written prompt or a player's drawing. Now, the players have to respond with the opposite action. They have to create a drawing for a sentence or write a sentence based on a drawing. The fun part is that it doesn't matter what word or phrase is chosen. But now, coming back to my online gaming with my friends, that night we called each other on Discord, which is an app made for the gamer community, and during quarantine it was heavily used for video calls and music streaming. We made a lot of fun phrases and drawings, of course, but our one for the row was this specific picture where the phrase started with the devil in undies, and some way or somehow it turned out to be Bolsonaro in bikinis. And to be honest, if we stop to think, we barely can see the difference between those phrases, huh? But leaving the jokes aside, it was so nice to play and see all those bad representations that I didn't even notice how far my friends were. It felt like we were all sharing laughs in the same room. Man, it felt like that Discord server was actually a bar stable where we can make fun of everything and forget about our problems. Like we used to do in the past, you know. And I guess it was right in the middle of that cheerfulness that I discovered how badly we human beings need to keep this personal contact with others. I don't know about all of you who may be listening to me, but I hope you too could find some joy during this pandemic period. Thank you for listening. I am Ana Beatriz. This was Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast, and we will talk again next week.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PodEBUCI, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.